There was a good and godly woman spoken of in the Old Testament by the name of Hannah. Hannah had a wonderful husband. He loved Hannah very much and treated her very well, but Hannah was unable to conceive. She was very distressed that she was not able to bring an heir into the home, so she knew what to do. She went to Shiloh, where the tabernacle of the Lord was, and she prayed and promised if he would give her a child, she would dedicate him to the Lord, and he would be the Lord's. She was so distressed that as she was praying, the priest there thought she was drunk because she was running out of words and could only move her lips. And she said, "I am not drunk." She explained her problem. The priest said, "Go in peace." Hannah knew what to do when she had a problem she could not handle. When there were things that nobody else could help her with, she asked the Lord. I don't know why we are so reluctant to ask the Lord for our needs. And believe me, in that day, a child was a need. And those who are listening now who may have had or have trouble conceiving know the distress that Hannah was going through. But I wonder why we don't ask the Lord for everything. I've learned to ask Him if I need something. That doesn't mean that I'm going to ask out of selfish motives, but if I asked according to the Lord's will, He will supply what I need. So listen to what happened with Hannah and Elkanah, her husband. 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and the 19th verse. "And they rose up in the morning early, and worshiped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah had relations with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord." You see, the name Samuel means God heard. God always hears our prayers. Why is it that we don't ask Him? Are we afraid of disappointment? Because God always hears and answers our prayers. Sometimes He doesn't answer them in the way we want or in the time that we want. His answer can be yes, His answer can be no, His answer can be wait. But ask God. Hannah and her husband went and worshiped God. Then they had relations, and God blessed them. And Hannah gave her son Samuel, who became the great prophet in Israel that anointed Saul and David king. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I trust you for all of my needs. If I need something, I'm going to ask you. Right now, Lord, I pray that the words that we speak through this ministry will be multiplied all over the world. And I pray, O Lord God, that your will is done in my life. You have supplied every need. You have taken me through every crisis. I trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.